Previously on Beer Coasters.
Let's crack it.
A little roasted roastiness.
It's definitely like a better sweet.
Yeah, right off the bat, I'm getting...
Like, we gotta make some beer to go with all this cheese.
See how clever we are?
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast, a weekly podcast dedicated to bringing you the best in American craft beer from coast to coast and everywhere in between. Well, not everywhere, but I'm your host this week, and I'm Mike from Boston, Massachusetts, and who's with us this week?
Well, you got Toby in Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right.
That's me.
Yeah. And that's it. We have no Chris. He decided to be an Alstrom brother this week and he's not available.
Nothing from
no,
Beer
actually,
Coasters.
Chris has no voice, so maybe he's on the podcast, maybe he's not on the podcast. We'll never know.
All right.
But we won't be able to hear Chris this week, so that's that. So we... In place of our regularly scheduled program here, we have a wild card show. And we threw this together, and we hope you enjoy it. So we'll see what happens.
WTF, man.
Yes. Speaking of which, for our fermentation conversation this week, we're going to be trying a Lagunitas Wilco Tango Foxtrot.
Or better known as WTF.
WTF. That's right. That's kind of how we feel about this show this week. Of course, after the fermentation conversation, we got some hot topics. And our tasting flights this week, what are you trying, Toby?
I am trying the Avatar from Elysian Brewing.
Is it Elysian or like Elysian? Like the whole...
I think it's Elysian.
Okay. A lesion? Like on your... Like, hey, look at the lesion on that guy.
Yeah. Elysian.
Oh. Elysian. Oh, okay. Big difference.
Yeah, Elysian.
Okay.
Something.
I'm going to try Magic Hat's Wacko. It's their summer release. So I'm going to try. So there.
It's been a while since you've done Magic Hat. Or have you done... Have you not done them on the show yet?
Two Magic Hats. One which I never gave the rating, which was the Howl, which is their...
Oh, yeah.
What was it? Their winter lager?
Was that because you couldn't breathe?
That's right. I had no... I couldn't smell at all. And the other, I think I did the Odd Notion. Maybe that was for the first show, which I don't know if Chris ever released.
Oh,
go
really?
Back and
no,
check
the,
to see if that was ever released.
Episode 1 is buried deep in the archives.
Yes. And by archives, we mean
catacombs.
Backyard in the shoebox somewhere.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So that's our show this week as far as beers go. We'll do a little tweet of the week and some backwash and last call. But right now, we're going to drink some beer.
Yeah, we actually have backwash this week.
Yeah, how about that? It's crazy, man. That's what wild cards are all about. It's wild, crazy stuff, man.
Even we don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Or what's going to happen.
Do we ever?
Yeah. Come on and watch us drink some beer. We're going to talk about it. We're going to drink some beer. Yeah. Since the fermentation conversation.
Yes, this is the fermentation conversation, and this week, like we mentioned in the intro, just a moment ago, we are trying Lagunitas Wilco.
Lagunitas.
Yes, Lagunitas.
Pass is phonetically spelled, I think.
Yeah, right there on the bottle. Tells you how to say it.
This is their Wilco Tango Foxtrot, also known as the WTF. And this is from Lagunitas Brewing Company out of, where are they out of, Toby?
They're out of Petaluma, California, which is Marin County, I believe, north of San Francisco.
San Francisco. Sweet.
And they've been brewing since, I think they've been brewing since 1993. Their website's kind of weird. It doesn't really give you a good history of the brewery. But I think somewhere in there I saw 1993. so unless it's on the bottle.
That works.
I mean, sometimes they have more info on the bottle than they do on their website. But anyway.
In this case, looks like there's quite a bit on the bottle.
I'm going with 1993. So if anybody can...
Prove him wrong.
Yes, please send us some backwash. Let me know.
Backwash at beercoastespodcast.com.
Their website that I mentioned is www.lagunitas.com. That's LAGUNITAS.com. And yeah. They say that this style is an imperial brown ale or an IBA.
nice.
But I think... What is it? Beer Advocate says it's an American strong?
It lists it as an American strong, which I don't know if there's actually, as far as the BJCP goes, if there's such thing as an Imperial Brown category. I would assume there would be, like, a brown category. I don't see why it wouldn't just be under brown ale or any of the, like,
yeah.
Would still, maybe it goes above the standards, you know, like, maybe beyond the ABV or... That kind of thing.
And Ratebeer calls it a... Oh, crap.
I don't have that up here.
It was something else, because they had it rated to style, and I didn't even bother marking it down, because it was something different from Beer Advocate and the Lagunitas website.
Yeah. Well, they tend to have some strange ones.
Oh, here it is.
I forget what it was that they wanted to call it, like a vegetable beer or something that...
Oh, they do just call it American Strong also. Oh,
okay. So they basically just ripped off Beer Advocate on this one. Copy and paste. Works every time.
They gave it a 77 to style on Rate Beer.
I got the ABV is 7.83%.
Yes.
As well as their IBUs are very specific. They are a 64.20%.
Sounds very nice. Sounds like it's in the very nice range.
Yeah. Well, Toby gave you the Rate Beer rating, but the Ahlstrom brothers haven't rated this beer. Yes, they have not tried this beer. And Beer Advocate users rate this a B+.
Did we crack it?
That's what we're here for.
All right. Doing our job.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Oh, oops. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a aggressive pour, but I think it's going to be okay.
Looks like a Belgian, like a dark Belgian. Or a barley wine type beer.
It is. It's got a very, I would say, like, bordering on a dark amber. There's not a lot of red highlights. Very, it's very...
Very dark amber.
But, yeah.
Very carbonated. Lots of bubbles. I've got a very well-sustaining finger of off-white head that hasn't dissipated at all.
About three fingers of head.
Wow.
That's how I roll.
I'm using a big wide-mouth glass on today's beer, using a Chimay glass.
On the nose, actually getting like apple, like a hoppy apple. It's got like a bitter apple scent to it.
Well, there's even some slight roasted malt.
Yeah.
Kind of a caramel. Yeah, it's like a caramel apple. It's like a hoppy caramel apple.
A hoppy caramel apple. Now that sounds good.
But richer than that, you know what I mean? It's Seems very...
I'm even getting some... almost like a nutty...
Yeah.
A nutty aroma.
Yeah, it is pretty... A little nutty. I see that.
It's very hoppy brown ale smell. You know? It's got... I think we should take a sip.
It just smells very sweet to me.
Taking a sip, yeah!
It's hoppy.
Oh. Fairly thin mouthfeel.
I'm actually getting some chocolate on the top.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that at all. It was hoppy, and then all of a sudden I kind of breathed in a little bit and got like a cocoa, like, right on the tongue.
It's very creamy. It has this chocolatey, creamy...
Wow. Yeah, it is creamy. I'm getting very kind of a cocoa and cream, and I'm getting the little bit of toastedness.
And the nuttiness is coming out?
Yeah.
It's like a toasted Snickers bar.
I'm going to say the nuts are different, though. You know, like, sometimes we get the... It's like peanut, almost.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a very mild nut. It's not very...
I'm getting, like, cocoa and peanut.
Do you pick up on...
Wow, there's all kinds of things. I pick up all kinds of stuff.
Do you pick up any kind of metallic-y yeast?
Because
to me, I pick up a slight beeriness, you know, like it tastes like beer.
Mm.
And I don't know if it's the, you know, they don't really give any information on the ingredients that they use, but I wonder what kind of yeast that they use in this, because it seems...
Oh, that'd be interesting to look that up to find out what they use.
I'm getting
some bitterness, that kind of lays on the tongue, kind of flat, you know?
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say I'm getting that metallic-y, you know.
Ooh, chocolatey
burp.
Maybe
a little bit. Like...
on the belch, I get lots of chocolate.
Yeah. Almost like a hoppy chocolate Bock type beer.
Yes. Know? Bock. Maybe that's where I was thinking.
Maybe not as chocolatey as that, but it's got all those kind of interesting, you know, it's got the toasted and the cocoa and the peanuts. Wow.
This thing is hitting all sides of the spectrum here. I mean, it's got toastedness, it's got sweetness, it's got bitterness, it's got creaminess. This actually wasn't what I was expecting. I don't know what I was expecting.
No, I didn't know what to expect from them either. But
I was kind of like, WTF, you know? Like,
like OMG. Like, what are you? But I don't know. Would you pair this with anything?
I was going to say, this is a meal in itself.
It is. There's a lot going on in this beer.
It's pretty beefy. I don't know what would pair with it. I mean, you might need something that could stand up to it. Something with a lot of flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe something gamey. Maybe like duck or...
Maybe if you did some kind of like spicy duck dish would be pretty good.
That might work. Okay. But if not, I would just... I mean, this might be one of those solo beers, you know, that might not...
It's a good, like, hearty, like, I mean...
Yeah, hearty is a good way to go.
It's a richer mouthfeel than I was expecting.
But it's not overpowering.
No, not at all. I mean, the carbonate, it's got creaminess, but it's not too creamy. It's got carbonation, but it's not too carbonate. It's actually...
Yeah.
I mean, I'd say it's pretty well done. I mean, it's kind of it's pretty complex.
Yeah. Tasty.
Yeah. Tasty.
If you were to, I mean, maybe dessert, you might pair with it. Maybe a cheesecake or something creamy, but not, you know, I don't know, maybe something airy.
Yeah. Or it might maybe even be considered, maybe that even makes sense. I'm going to try that again. You might even consider trying like one of those, like a peanut butter pie, you know, the like a Reese's peanut butter pie type thing where it's got chocolate and the peanuts. I'd be interested to see how it pairs up. It may just make the beer just kind of taste bitter in comparison, but I'd be curious to try to see if you can pick up some of those similarities.
Actually, maybe now that I think of it, maybe something salty.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Salty would be good.
But, yeah.
Like, but there's really a lot. Salty, I mean, steak. As you're sipping it, you get, well, yeah, that's always good. You can pair that with anything. You know where it's so complex? I don't know if it's so complex as opposed to saying there's just seems like there's a lot of flavors in here. And that's tough for me to try to pair it with something because I'll take a sip, it starts to warm up, I'm getting other flavors, so it's kind of a tough one.
But yeah.
I think that, you know, the spicy duck thing sounds good.
All right.
For sure. So yeah, that's it. Lagunitas, Wilco, Tango, Foxtrot.
Huh?
Beer news from across the country. This is Hop Topics.
Yeehaw!
Hop Topics. This one.
It's here, Hop Topics.
Is from Texas, where Beer Coaster Chris is. And I don't know if it's Dallas. It doesn't actually say, does it? It just says the State Fair of Texas.
Yeah, wherever the State Fair of Texas is held.
Whatever city that's held in. This is the 2010 Big Tech's Choice Awards. And there was basically, to kind of break this down, there was like 62 different items submitted.
Woo!
And it's very creative foods. And the one that we wanted to talk about was fried beer. That's right.
Yeah.
What else would we talk about on a wild card show besides fried beer? What it is exactly?
WTF.
It's a beer-filled pretzel pocket. So when you take a bite of this pretzel pocket, the beer sauce, if you will, oozes out and you kind of use it as a dipping sauce.
Nice.
That's awesome. If you want to read more about this article, that like I said, there's like 62 different items. There's like a fried frozen margarita as well. That's like a funnel cake type thing. There's some crazy stuff. Check it out.
Nice.
Go to beercoasterspodcast.com/hop-topic. Check it out. Comment on it. And we'll talk more about this crazy food next week.
I think it's hop-topics.
Oh, hop-topics. Sorry.
Yeah.
If you have if you're not quite sure, as we are, not quite sure what that is exactly, just go to beercoasterspodcast.com and click on the Hop Topic section.
Yeah,
because
right there. It's easy.
To be honest, it's not the Hop-Topic section. It's the Hop Topic section. So there.
And it's easier than typing. Yeah. You just click.
It's true. Click.
All you need is one finger.
I can click a mouse or I can type. Yeah, I mean, you want to have one. If you're typing, you got two hands. And if you got a mouse, right, you got one. So you can have the beer and click a mouse. And
right,
and that's what we're all
Which
about
is what,
here.
It's what you should be doing anyways. If you're visiting the Beer Coasters podcast website, you should be drinking a beer at the same time. It makes it that much more enjoyable.
Yeah, absolutely.
So beer in one hand, mouse in the other, you're set. Well, unless when you go to sign the guest book, then you'll need to put your beer down momentarily.
We'll have to come up with maybe a virtual keyboard that you could just click on the letters with the mouse.
Yeah, or speak. If you've got one of those speaking computers.
Yes. Hello. Greetings, Professor Falcon.
My name is...
Would you like to play
Beer
a
Coaster
game?
All right, that's it for this week's Hop Topic. let's drink some more beer.
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
Okay. This is Toby, out here in the west side of the U.S. continental United States. Nevada, to be precise. Whatever.
You know, Toby, Beer Coaster Toby's all about precision.
And England, they don't have Smokey the Bear. They have Smacky the Frog. Anyway.
Nice.
So this is Elysian. Mike thinks it's Elysian. What do you think it is?
I think it is. It's Elysian.
Elysian? Okay.
Like,
well, when I was in Seattle a couple months ago, I actually went to the Elysian.
Is this a Toby Been There story?
Yes.
Wow. We haven't had one of those. I mean, we've got a lot of, hey, Toby's been there. But we haven't had a Toby Been There story in quite some time.
Well, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Well, I was in Seattle a couple months ago, and a friend of mine was, he lives there. He's been living there for a few years, and he suggested checking out this brewery. And he lived right down the street, and he's like, oh, you got to check out Elysian. So he called it Elysian. Okay. So that's kind of where I'm getting it from. I'm going off of him. And I think Greg Cook from Stone pronounced it Elysian because they're actually doing a collaboration coming up.
I don't think with
Stone that
Greg Cook would ever admit to mispronouncing something. I'm just guessing.
Well, but I either think
way, he's wrong.
This is this is Elysian or Elysian Brewing out of Seattle, Washington. They have 3 brew pubs now. In Seattle. They've been brewing since 1995. Their head brewer / president is Dick Cantwell. And you can find them on the internet at elysianbrewing.com. I think so. E-L-Y-S-I-A-N brewing.com. The style is an IPA with an ABV of 6.3%. The beer was bittered with German Northern Brewer and finished with Glacier and Amarillo hops.
Oh,
the malts they used were Pale, 45 Degree Crystal, Munich, and Cara Hell. And it was dried with jasmine flower. Dried jasmine flowers were added in the boil and the hop back. So they actually have a hop back.
Brew myself.
They say it's a new incarnation of the IPA. You can find this year-round in half-barrel kegs and 22-ounce bottles. An interesting note, in 97, Elysian was chosen to operate a pub and small brewery at the Gameworks in Seattle, I believe. They left the partnership in 2002 after their 5-year contract, and within a year they opened the Tangletown Brew Pub, which is an 80-seat neighborhood brewery / bistro. And then it had a 3-barrel pilot. It was their 3-barrel pilot brewery. It's kind of where they did their tests. It was their test kitchen.
Dude, that's a good name for a brewery right there. 3-barrel pilot.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Pretty cool.
Let's steal that one.
And then in 2006, they opened their 3rd brew pub in between the 2 major sports complexes in Seattle. It's called the Fields Brew Pub. Rate Beer gave this... Oh, I didn't even say the name of the beer. Did I?
No, you haven't.
It's the Avatar. It's the Avatar, just like the movie.
Great.
And the...
James Cameron beer.
Cartoon. It's called Avatar Jasmine IPA. So I say WTF, Jasmine IPA?
Jasmine? Yeah.
Right.
WTF.
I agree. Rate Beer gave this an 89 out of 100, and the Beer Advocate users gave it a B+, as well as the Alstrom Brothers. Cracking it.
They tried it.
Yeah, those pretty bros. Cool, huh?
They're so sneaky.
Yeah, you never know.
Jasmine IPA. This should be interesting.
Yeah. Sorry, it took me so long to say the name of the beer. It's the Avatar. Jeez.
Yes.
So it's a fairly clear, orangish color, a very pale orange color, with a little bit of carbonation happening. I got about a quarter finger of head. It's quickly dissipating. Not much head on this one. On the nose. Ooh, stinky. Definitely smells like jasmine. Dude, seriously, it smells like somebody plucked a jasmine flower off of the vine and tossed it in my glass.
I think they did.
Yeah. I mean, if they use it in the hop back, which is basically dry hopping, right?
Yeah.
It's like dry hopping with flowers.
That's insane. That is a WTF.
It's funny because it doesn't smell very appetizing, but it's intriguing at the same time. You're just like, ooh, this smells like flowers.
Try this beer. It smells like flowers.
But there is, it's a kind of stinky flower. It's not a very, it's not fragrant, you know, like a, and like an incense spray or something. Fragrant,
but I think maybe because it's with the hops and everything else, it kind of makes it kind of funky.
There is a big maltiness to it too. Slightly toasted, kind of a dry, grainy, toasted malt undertone with this stinky flower. I'm going to take a sip.
Stinky flowers.
Taking a sip, yeah!
Nice mouthfeel. It's got a nice bite to it. Very dry. It's actually, I wouldn't even call this an IPA. This is more of like a, well, no.
A little hoppier. Well, it's tough because we just had a pretty hoppy beer.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely hoppy. It definitely has a bitter hop character to it. You do get some of that jasmine in there. It's very refreshing. It's very drinkable. This would make a nice springtime beer, even into the fall. It's not as crisp as I would like a summer beer to be.
Yeah.
But it has a nice. It's weird because at first the body didn't seem like it was all there. You know, it seemed pretty thin. It had nice kind of bite to the tongue, but then it was very thin. Mm-hmm. But now after a couple more sips, it's starting to thicken up a bit, I guess. I mean, it definitely has a nice malty character to it with this overtone of bitter hops and that jasmine.
What are you going to pair this one with?
Garlicky rosemary chicken. Nice. I think the rosemary would go nice with this, and a light chicken. I think this was with the garlic in there too. I think it'd be pretty good.
Works for me. I like garlic and rosemary and chicken. So there, you got me three times.
Well, I aim to please, Mike.
Yeah.
So that's the Avatar Jasmine IPA from Elysian Brewing out of Seattle, Washington.
Stinky flowers in the bottom of my glass.
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
Or Toby, you were just saying off camera, and I thought it was an interesting note about the Elysian Brewing Company, I'll say.
Yes. But this is your beer.
Yeah, I know.
Talked about now.
But before, we're talking about yours. And I thought it was an interesting note, and I wanted you to talk about it before I started my rant on my beer.
Okay.
You want to talk about it?
Go now. Oh, yeah. Well, I noticed real quick on the side of the bottle here, I picked this up in Seattle, by the way, and I can't find this in Nevada. But it says on the side of the bottle for the Elysian Avatar, it says, brewed for Elysian Brewing Company, Seattle, Washington, by New Belgium Brewing, Fort Collins, Colorado. Yeah. Which I think is weird because it doesn't really say any. Well, I didn't find anything on the website that said anything about New Belgium on there. I had heard rumors somewhere. I mean, I've heard that they do a lot of collaborations with New Belgium.
Hmm. Or if they just use them kind of as a contract brewer, you know, if they've grown a little bit, you know.
It could be, but it's funny how they brewed it in Colorado and then shipped them out to Seattle where they have breweries, I think is weird, unless it's just this particular beer. Mm. You know, I do have another one of their beers in my fridge. I need to check and see if it says the same thing on the side. Mm. But, you know, I've heard stuff that somebody at Elysian was dating somebody at New Belgium, and that's kind of how they started hooking up or something in more ways than one, I guess. But that's just stuff that I've heard.
Gotcha.
Anyway,
cool.
I thought it was pretty funky.
Speaking of funky, listen to this, folks. My beer this week Magic Hat Wacko. This Wacko. Is from Magic Hat Brewery out of South Burlington, Vermont. Their website is www.magichat.net. This is their summer release. Yes. This is their summer release.
They're not on the web. They're on the net.
Yes, they're on the net. It's 4.5 ABV, and the IBUs are a whopping 15.
Ooh.
For ingredients on this beer, they use, for yeast, they use English ale yeast. For malts, they use pale malts, and they actually use beet sugar, which is what's the WTF about this beer. They actually use beet sugar in this beer, which I think is kind of crazy. They use it, the beet sugar, and they use beet juice for color as well. So for hops, they use Apollo, which I don't Apollo really remember hops? If we've mentioned that before, that type no. of hop. So you do a little homework on
that's
that
a new one for
particular
me.
Hop. Rate Beer rates this 17 out of 100. Beer Advocate
Whoa,
users.
Whoa, that's a new low, I think, dude.
Rate this a C, and the Alstrom Brothers have not even bothered with this beer. So, I'm going to crack it.
I think I've heard somewhere that beet sugar is supposed to be better for you than cane sugar, I think.
I would think so. Any kind of vegetable or...
natural type. Yeah. Well, cane sugar is
sugar's
natural.
Sugar's natural, too, yeah. All right. Well, this beer is pink.
It is pink.
It's pink. It's
fuchsia.
Yes, it is kind of a glowing pink color. Not quite wow. like radiation level pink, but it's pink.
It's not even pink lemonade pink. It's like pink Kool-Aid pink. Yeah. Or something.
It's Kool-Aid with a head. Oh yeah. All right. So it's got about
nice.
I would say, I don't know, less than a half a finger of head. It maybe had a half a finger. It's kind of dissipating.
At one time in its life.
Yes.
I had half a finger once.
There's actually...
none now, boy.
Surprisingly enough, there's some decent lacing on this beer, and I wasn't really expecting that.
It's 'cause your glass is dirty.
On the nose, I am getting kind of a vegetable type aroma to it. It's like a very bready, I don't know, it's kind of like a sweet, bready vegetable type aroma. Maybe even some berry. Like there's kind of an undefined berry. Like maybe strawberry?
Schnozberries.
No, that's way too bold for this. Schnozberries are...
they're the really high IBUs, right?
Yeah.
International berry units.
Yeah. I mean, the sourness of a schnozberry is just off the charts. But there's some... I don't know. There's maybe some lemon in here. It's kind of...
is it tart?
It's kind of bready.
Tart smelling. Yeah, can you smell tart?
No, but there may be a little bit of a berry. I don't know. There may be like a bitterness of the beet. I'm gonna take a sip. How's that?
All right.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, he took a sip.
Yes, I did. Well, I'm a little thrown off because it's got the, you know, instead of use like an English ale yeast, and I'm still getting that breadiness. There's some bitterness on the tongue, but it doesn't. It's not like very hoppy. It's bitterness. I don't know. It's from something else. There's a lot of breadiness actually. It's almost like, you know, we spoke about New Belgium, how the Fat Tire's kind of got that really bready.
Real biscuity. You
know, there's a lot of bready. It's kind of like that, but it's not you know, take the Belgian-ness out of it. there's none of that Belgian yeast going on. That's got that same kind of sweetness at all. It's kind of pale. I mean, it's kind of thin as far as flavor goes. There's some breadiness. There's some interesting aromas. I don't know if they're enjoyable. But it does finish dry. It doesn't kind of sit on the tongue. Like, there's no sweetness. There's a slight bitterness. It's got kind of a carbonation on the tongue that's fairly decent.
It looks crazy.
I can see this is pretty drinkable, but it seems to me like these flavors are either something that you like or you don't. It's a little peculiar. Which I'm sure that's what they were going for. I have no doubt, knowing Magic Hat as a brewery, they kind of come out with some, some styles out of left field, or some recipes out of left field, as you'd say.
They're going for that WTF factor.
Yeah, exactly.
They were just trying to get on the Beer Coasters podcast. They're like, hey, Beer Coasters are going to do a WTF show. We got to do something wacko.
Got to do something for it, and here it is. If I were going to pair this with anything, it's kind of tough. I mean, I guess just kind of a regular old salad, you know, like a
boring. Nothing fancy.
Yeah, exactly. Just your average, everyday, run-of-the-mill, garden variety salad.
It's kind of like an appetizer beer. There,
they were intended. Yeah,
first,
so that's
first
it.
Course beer.
Yes. There is some Christmas in there. Christmas? I said Christmas. Crispness. It may be a decent choice for summer. It's definitely different, a different choice for summer, as opposed to like a, you know, Hefeweizen or some of the lagers and pilsners and that type of thing. So it may be a good alternative. But you can't see me because this is an audio, but I'm doing the quotes with my fingers saying alternative. But that's it. If you get a chance, I don't know if you should check this one out. We'll find out maybe later on.
Yeah.
But that's it. Magic Hat, wacko.
I'm wacko. Jai Nose says, I like beer and science. It's the tweet of the week. Tweet of the week. It's the tweet of the week. Tweet, tweet. Tweet of the week, yeah.
Time for some backwash. Let's check the Beer Coasters email and hotline.
Hey, we're back with some actual backwash.
Real live backwash. By live, we mean pre-recorded and released on Friday. So this week's backwash, we have Beer Coaster Charlie.
Yeah. We asked him to chime in, and he did.
The website. He made a comment on the website. You know, people, you can do that. You can do that. And Toby is going to let us know what Charlie says this week.
Well, he actually, this was a couple of shows ago, the English IPA show. He posted a comment on the website in regards to that.
This week, I meant a couple of weeks ago.
Right. Beer Coaster Charlie says, I was able to try the 14th anniversary at the Stone Brewery a little while back, and my opinion was mixed. It's okay, but it was too sweet for me. Excuse me. I could definitely sense the hoppiness, but the sweet character took away from the dry bitterness I usually like in an IPA. I was hoping for more of a traditional British India Pale Ale like Fuller's or Samuel Smith's. Not that they should have copied the English brewers. I realized Stone was trying to do something unique, but the direction they took didn't impress me. I'll take a Ruination IPA instead. Just my two cents. And Charlie, I do agree with you on that. I was hoping for more, and I know I said it on the show that I was hoping for more British take on it.
Yeah,
but you
absolutely,
know,
I was too.
Of course, I was too. You know, at the same time, you got to think, yeah, right. Stone's really going to do that? No, they're not going to dumb their beers down. Even if
how dare you say that, sir?
Oh, I mean, not to say that an English IPA is a dumb version of an IPA, but you know what I mean. Like, if you were to try an American,
the Brits are shaking their 20-ounce glasses at you right now.
Ooh, 20 ounces. But yeah, if you put an American IPA next to a British IPA, you're going to think the British IPA is way weaker, just because. But in the whole scheme of things, and, you know, if you break it down to the British IPA and the regular pale ale of British, you know, back in the day, you should be able to tell the difference that the IPA is a lot hoppier than the regular pale ale. Anywho, moving on.
Yeah, I agree. This piece of backwash was even earlier, I believe, from the Fizzy Yellow Beer Show. Charlie, Beer Coast Charlie, writes in again. He made a comment on the website. You can do that, people. Try it. www.beercoastpodcast.com. Okay,
do anything older than episode 50.
Yes, because we don't want to have to search back that far.
We're here for you, people, but we're lazy.
So Charlie says, I've mentioned it before. Sam Adams Boston Lager was the first alcohol I've ever had. Wow, that's crazy.
Wow.
That just, you know, that makes me feel old. I don't think Boston Lager was around when I was ready to drink. Even though it wasn't legal age, I'm just saying the first time I had a drink, I don't think there was such thing as...
Yeah, that's Sam pretty Adams, crazy because I think Beer Company. That first time that Charlie drank was we were what, 17?
Yes. Well, he did say he won't mention how old he was.
Oh, whoops.
So, yeah. So
I was 17.
Maybe we can edit that, but I doubt it. So I think it's better than craft beer, or I think it's better than the craft beer world gives it credit for. Besides being a lager, it gets a bum rap for being the mass market sellout microbrew, being available at every Chili's and Applebee's across the country. But think about it. Boston Lager is probably responsible for more craft beer conversations than any other product. Oh, did it say conversion? Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. Yes, craft beer conversions than any other product. It's usually a bud drinker's first exposure to real beer. And yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I'm glad Mike and Chris were able to pour it in a glass and try it again. Bonus question for Mike. Uh-oh. I should have read this ahead of time, huh? Damn it. I didn't do my homework.
It's more
Does
fun
Boston
when you
Lager
don't.
Taste different in Boston than it did on the West Coast? I know it's brewed in lots of locations. Well, yes and no. You can get... a fresh Boston Lager, then yes, it tastes different. But nowadays, it's really hard to tell where the bottle I have in my fridge is from Ohio or Wisconsin. I mean, I really feel like they should have an obligation to the beer lover to know like where this came from, you know. But there's a definite difference. If you get it on draft somewhere locally, it's going to taste different than a bottle that came from, you know, Ohio or Chicago or... Boston. And I always do that, transposed city, state. But you know what I mean. The Boston Brewery has... or the Boston Beer Company, sorry. They brew this beer everywhere. So... Yes, it does taste different. And my favorite thing to do, there's a place I go and I have a pint of the Boston Ale because I actually enjoy that quite a bit more than the lager. And it's a very kind of sense of memory thing for me, where I can kind of sit down and have a fresh pint of Boston Ale. And I enjoy that a lot. But
That's awesome.
Like I said, to answer your question, yes and no. I mean, sometimes I get a good Boston Lager, like apparently on the show, I got lucky. And then sometimes I get, what the hell is this, you know, Boston Lager. So, yeah, so there you go.
Well, here's a question from me. Here's a bonus question from Beer Coaster Toby to Beer Coaster Mike.
No. Damn it. I really need to do my homework today.
If I was traveling to Boston, would you recommend, you know, while I'm in town at a bar, or if not, you know, to check out either check out the brewery or make sure I get a pint of Sam Adams Boston Lager, Boston Ale when I'm in town on tap? Would you recommend that to somebody?
I think, yes. I mean, I think to go to the brewery, there's this kind of like a brewery tour type thing that they have. I think it's in a neighborhood called Jamaica Plains in Boston. And you can get good beer, good fresh beer. But to be honest, what I would tell people if they were to visit is to try Harpoon, because I really believe that Harpoon Brewery is what Sam Adams used to be. Like, it's a local Boston brewery, fresh beer all the time, everywhere, like in the area, you know? Like, if you get a Harpoon anywhere in New England, it's fresh all the time.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you know, that's sometimes what happens when, as your brewery gets bigger, you know, things like that can happen. Even if you don't decide to change the, you know, the quality of your ingredients or whatever, you know, as you grow and you're transporting beer, beer's not really made to transport. It doesn't fare that well between weather conditions and traveling and,
yeah,
you know, temperature changes and light and everything else. You know, that's why we say all the time at the end of the show, you know, drink local because local's fresh. And it's true. Anywhere you go, if anybody's traveling anywhere, drink the beer that's brewed there. That's my recommendation to anybody.
Sweet.
There. I don't know if that... this was Beer Coaster Mike's rant on...
Well, I guess that's backwash, kind of... But. That's kind of where my question is that, I mean, what if the beer that's brewed there sucks? You know?
Well,
would you still send them there?
It's true. It may suck, but there's so many, I don't know. There's other breweries around that's going to have good fresh beer. Yes, and not all fresh beer is good, but I don't know. Sometimes I'd rather have a fresh beer that's okay than something that's supposed to be really good and then that ends up spoiled by the time I get it, you know? So whether it's light struck or tastes like wet cardboard or whatever. You know?
Yeah, I mean, that's how I am. Whenever I travel, when I'm in a town, I always look for the brewery and but my whole thing is, I mean, not just the podcast, but just trying the local beer, whether or not it's recommended by somebody or it sucks. It's just like, oh, hey, there's a brewery in town. Cool, I'm going. You know, I make sure that I check it out. I remember going back east. I was in Michigan, and like upstate Michigan, and I was in this little tiny town, and they had a brewery. And I was like, I asked some of the people that lived, you know, around there that knew, and they were like, "Oh yeah, there's this place up the road. You know, whatever. It's there. It's all right." I was like, "I don't care. I'm going. I mean, it's a local brewery. I got to check it out." And I don't think I was very impressed with the place, but, you know, I'm glad that I went.
Yeah. It's one of those things where I think I think anybody should do that. If they're traveling, they should always try to find a local brewery and try it. Because you never, ever know where you're going to find that, like, hidden gem of a beer, you know?
Right.
I mean, that little place that you pulled up to may have the best porter or best lager or, you know, that you've ever had. And you'll never know. And it's not like you're going to see like master distribution of this product. And it doesn't mean that it, you know, not great because it doesn't have mass distribution either. So anyway.
Yep.
That's right. That.
Thanks, Beer right. Coaster Charlie.
Yeah, thanks. We appreciate it. Anything that gets a conversation flowing here on the Beer Coasters podcast.
Is there somebody else we haven't heard from in a while that we could bug?
Chris, maybe. This week.
What about Beer Coaster Ty? We haven't heard from Beer Coaster Ty in a while.
Beer Coaster Ty.
Beer Coaster Ty.
Too busy brewing?
Yeah. Send us
if you are brewing, let us know.
Yeah.
Let us know what's up.
Tell us what you're brewing.
All right. Last call.
All right, everybody. Last call.
What time is it?
Last call.
Awesome.
Toby, pint ratings.
Whoa. Hang on.
I told you. I told you I was throwing them right at you. Like a fastball. I'm crazy.
You're wacko.
It's like this wild card show. I'm wacko.
Lagunitas, Wilco, Tango, Foxtrot, or as we like to call it, the WTF. Or as I'm sure it's not just us that's calling it the WTF.
No, that's the whole point.
They're trying to be...
It's a joke.
Well, you know, they've got busted before with label names. You know, they had the Chronic that they had to change to Censored.
To the Censored.
Which is actually very good. If you can find the Censored, I don't even know if they brew it anymore. I think it was an IPA. But, good stuff.
I like the brown sugar.
Yeah. Lagunitas, man. These guys make some good beer.
Pretty bold beer for the where they are, like in Petaluma.
Yeah.
Isn't that like a very kind of suburban, well, kind of picture perfect kind of...
If it's Marin County, that's also up there with Marin Brewing and Moylan's. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Kind of a mixed bag up there, I think. But yeah, I mean, I know what you're saying. They've been busted before. They've got some names of their beers which are pretty funny for... I don't know, I've heard that they had some guys smoking pot inside the brewery and they got busted, and so one of the beers is named, like, the Shutdown Ale or something like that.
Oh, yeah, like something... Because
they actually closed the Lagunitas. They had to close down for, like, 2 months because they got fined for something. Anyway, so I want to...
What do you rate it?
I want to give the WTF... This beer has some great flavors in it. I mean, it's... I don't know if I want to go a full 5. I mean, it's awesome.
Creamy. Toby's always scared to go full 5.
I know,
5.
I am.
He
I mean,
just doesn't follow his heart. That's the one thing that I'm a little disappointed in. Is Toby just doesn't follow his heart.
I do, but I...
You need to follow your heart.
I mean, it is... All right, Mike, screw you. 5 pints on the WTF. Nice. It's great, man. Nice. It's extremely well balanced. It's got so many different things going on. It's got awesome lacing. I mean, it's just superb. I mean, it's very well crafted beer. And it's a big beer too. So I would say take it easy, you know, share it with somebody. I'm definitely going to pick up another bottle and have somebody else experience this beer with me. And that's what it is, Mike. It's an experience.
It's an experience. That's right. Oh, yeah.
Creamy, hoppy, roasted, chocolatey. I mean, it's got it all.
Chocolatey goodness.
It's got it all. nice. Okay, moving on. Elysian Avatar. I don't know what to think of this beer. I mean, it's
flowery.
Yeah, I mean, it's not very exciting. It smells very interesting. If you take a whiff of it, you're like, wow, this smells... I've never smelled a beer like this before. That's what it has going for.
I believe your words were stinky.
Yeah, like stinky flowers. Like a real flower, you know, on a bush growing outside of somebody's house, you know?
Like a real flower, you know, on a bush.
Not like a...
Yes, it's jasmine.
Not well, I know, but you know
you
what I mean.
You can smell it at night.
Not like a jasmine, like, glade plug-in. You know what I mean? It's not like that fake jasmine flat smell. It's like...
They've been fooling us this whole time?
Yes, glade. It's not real jasmine.
Glade.
So I really don't know. I'm kind of torn because it's very drinkable. I'm about to finish the entire 22. But it's not that exciting. You know what I mean? I'm going to have to go with, I want to say 2.5. Which is, it's dead center. I mean, it's middle of the road. Actually, with the way that we rate stuff, 3 is more of a middle of the road, but...
True.
I want to go with a 2.5, because it's like, eh. I wish it was hoppier. That's the only thing. It doesn't come off to me as an IPA. Maybe that's my palate. Maybe it's the fact that I've been drinking the Wilco Tango Foxtrot before that. But try it for yourself. Let me know if you think that it's plenty hoppy. But to me, it doesn't taste like an IPA. It tastes like a pale ale with jasmine. And it's okay. Whatever. I would say, yeah, check it out. But, you know, there's other beers I would grab before this one. So 2.5, what I'm going for. Peace out.
Cool. Well, there you have it. Beer Coaster Toby's pint ratings. For my pint ratings this week, let's see. The Lagunitas Wilco Tango Foxtrot. I can't figure out what to say.
Go with your heart, Mike. Come on.
What to say that's bad about this beer. There's nothing that I can sip and say, I wish there was more of this.
Yeah.
I wish there was less of that. And for that reason, I have to give it a 5. It's, I really, really enjoy the flavors. I think it's got, I don't know, it's good. It's got that, the malt characters that I like. It's got the big, bold hopping. It's bold. It's definitely a bold beer. But it's bold with the other flavors too. You can taste a lot of other things going on, and that's why I'm giving it a 5.
It's bold, but it's not overpowering. It's not too bold.
Yeah,
you know, it's just right. Because my opinion of, like, when we did the Goose Island Bourbon County, that was super bold to me at that time.
Okay,
it was too bold.
I gotcha.
I think that in time it would be less bold and it would be better, but like with this, I think it's right there. It's just bold enough. It's kicking just enough ass.
Nice.
Cool. Sorry, continue on, Mike.
No, that's all right. I like that. For the Magic Hat Whacko, their summer seasonal beer. Man, I gotta give this a 2.
Two.
And the only reason, I'll tell you, to be honest,
damn
the only
you,
reason
Lagunitas.
I'm the only reason I'm giving this a 2 is, well, actually, there's 2 reasons why I'm giving it a 2 and why they earn their points. One is it gets 1 point
pint.
For being drinkable. Pint. 1 pint, sorry.
Unless you're in Scotland, it's a point.
It's a point. It is a point. For Christ's sake, it's a point. Right, for the second point. It's got that breadiness. And the breadiness and the malt, it's actually palatable.
What was that?
No,
what was that? I can't understand what you're saying.
Exactly. It's my, what do they call it? The brogue? Scottish brogue?
Yeah.
It's the breadiness that's there. In the malt, there's some breadiness, and it is drinkable. It's not my favorite, but I can see other people enjoying this, so I don't really want to bash it, you know, to where, oh, I'm not going to touch that because it only got a pint or whatever, you know, rating, or a pint and a half, because I think that people shy away from it altogether. I do think that some people will enjoy this beer.
All those people that are paying attention to the Beer Coasters ratings.
Yeah. And there are a lot of them.
Wait a minute. Beer Coaster Michael, and they gave it 1. I'm going to stay away.
That's it. I'm staying away. I can't believe those guys are still in business. No, but anyway, that's my pint ratings, 2. And those, you know, those are 2 reasons that why they get a pint. They get a pint for 2 reasons. So that's it.
Who binds for two reasons?
And I like Magic Hat, don't get me wrong. They're either hit or miss, though, with me.
Hmm.
That's that. I still, one of these days I'll get to the rating the Magic Hat Howl. I don't think I've ever given that a rating.
We can do it
we'll revisit
this
that in
Halloween.
The wintertime. Yeah, oh, that maybe that's what it was. Was it Halloween? Yeah.
Pumpkin? Pumpkin?
Halloween or winter? I can't remember.
Or fall.
And fall.
I don't know. I think it was winter.
Doesn't matter. All right, come on. Let's wrap this up.
What about Magic Hat?
Yeah, I mean, they're a good brewery. You check out some of their other brews just so you don't think that don't try any of their stuff because Wacko sucks. But it's magichat.net, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right, .net. I think
magichat.net. I probably have that up here somewhere. Yeah, and check it out. I mean, they do have some good brews. They just came out with an Oktoberfest recently that is really good. So don't write them off just yet.
And Lagunitas, they've got some pretty good distribution now. I was looking at their website, and they've got, I think, 20 states now they distribute to. It's pretty nice. Yeah. And they are Lagunitas.com, which is Lagunitas.com.
Cool.
Right?
Yeah.
Am I right about that?
I think so.
And ElysianBrewing.com, ElysianBrewing.com, Brewing.com.
Yeah. Elysian.
Elysian.
Follow us on Twitter. And
please.
We're the Beer Coasters Pod. And Facebook, too. Right? We're on there,
Beer
too.
Beer Coasters Podcast. Or Beer... I think it's just Beer Coasters on Facebook.
Yeah. Search both. Maybe you'll find us.
And tell your friend to search us and become friends with us.
Yes, it'd be very nice.
And if you have any comments about the show that you just listened to, and you want to let us know how we're doing, if you have any suggestions, or if you want to tell us about your favorite beer or your favorite bar, if you just want to talk to somebody, let it all out. I've got all this pent-up beer passion, craft beer passion that I need to let out. You can always contact us by email backwash@beercoasterspodcast.com, or you can call us if you want your voice to be heard on the podcast. You can call area code 972-914-8502.
You can check out that website. That website is www.beercoasterspodcast.com. Subscribe in iTunes. We are still there. Search for Beer Coasters. You'll find us. You can listen to our podcast.
Except for
there.
There's issues with the iPhone trying to listen to it through iTunes on the iPhone.
Have to
I don't
work
know what's
on
going
that.
On with that.
We'll look into that.
Yeah.
We'll get our technical team right on that.
And don't forget to pick up your Beer Coasters swag. We got T-shirts and steins and stickers and stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
Right? Is that how it is?
T-shirts, steins, stickers, and stings.
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 That is cafepress.com/beercoasterspod. I think we've got some men's underoos with the Beer Coasters label
underoos
on them.
Underoos are fun to wear. You and your under, you and your underoos.
And don't forget to tell your friends about the show. If you got somebody that's craft beer curious and they want to check out a podcast about craft beer, tell them about us. And thank you for listening.
And don't forget... Aces and Ales, if you're in the Las Vegas area. You go to the Aces and Ales, and you walk up to the bar, and you say, hey, I was listening to the Beer Coasters podcast, and they said, hey, go to Aces and Ales, and they'll give me a free pint. And they'll say, yep. Hey, okay, and they'll give you a free pint. So
free pint of beer.
Just for saying our name.
Craft beer.
Just for saying our name, they give you a pint. That's pretty cool. But more importantly, support your local brewery. Drink local, because local's fresh.
Yep.
Don't drink and drive.
Yep.
Or we'll track you down. We got our little beer coaster ears and eyes watching you. Like the Homeland Security tapes. We're watching you. That's it for this week's
drink
edition.
Drink at home while you're listening to the Beer Coasters Podcast.
That's it for this week's edition of the Beer Coasters Podcast. Our WTF wild card throw together.
Episode number what? 67?
67.
Woo!
Cheers.
Cheers. Ooh.
Like a double spike audio.
Double whammy. WTF, double whammy. Good night, America!
Thank you for joining us in this issue of Beer Coasters. Podcast with us next week, right here on Beer Coasters.
like OMG. Like, what are you?